With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Most people who go fishing would like to catch bigger fish. The DNR has been doing research on if some adjustments to regulations for catching panfish could help. DNR Panfish Team co-leader Alex Latska recently updated the Natural Resources Board on a 10-year study that got started in 2016. He said a 25-fish bag limit for panfish has been in effect in Wisconsin since 1998. Some lakes can handle that level of harvest, but Latska says it does create a challenge in others.
Fish are growing just fine. They're not overabundant, but harvest is so high that a fish growing, as soon as it hits that harvestable size, it's likely to be kept, taken out of the lake, and overall the population is left with mostly small fish. So this study set out to see if reducing bag limits would reduce harvest enough to overcome that problem and improve panfish sizes overall.
Three different regulations have been tried on waters picked to test the concepts. Some of the regulations provided improvements on some waters, but it depends somewhat on the lake. Latska says lakes that have a panfish population that is too abundant can actually see a decrease in fish size if the harvest is restricted. Latska says a suite of regulation proposals will be brought before the spring fish and game hearings next year to get public input targeted toward the specific panfish populations they think can most benefit from it. That could see the overall 25-fish limit for panfish maintained while limiting the number of a particular species of fish that can be taken where appropriate. EMS responded to nearly 131,000 calls related to slips and falls in Wisconsin in 2022. That number has been steadily increasing and accounts for nearly 20% of EMS calls. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on how to best avoid falls in the winter months.
As snow sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious injuries like fractures, sprains, and head injuries. Caitlin Eichmann is a physical therapist with Aspirus Health. She says with a little foresight and some practical measures, these incidents can be significantly reduced. Footwear with treads or good traction are a good start. Eichmann also recommends widening your base of support by thinking of your feet like penguin feet.
You want to turn them outward a little bit. If you're thinking on a clock, maybe to about 11 and 1 o'clock on a clock face. And then have your feet out a little bit. Bring your feet a little wider than hip width and take short steps. You don't necessarily need to slide your feet when you're walking, but take shorter, smaller steps and slow down your speed.
Slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for people with limited mobility. Jennifer Clark is a community health educator with the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. She recommends treating any area as a risk and try not to rush.
I think so often we're multitasking as we're trying to do things, and so we're rushing. We got lots in our hands. We're, you know, doing multiple things at a time. So just taking your time. Installing handrails if possible, preferably on both sides of the stairs if you have the ability to do that. Keeping hands free as much as you can.
It's not just outside you need to keep in mind. Melted snow and water tracked indoors can create slippery floors. Placing absorbent mats at entrances and using boot trays to catch excess water can help. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. For those looking to get more active during the new year, the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander has the perfect activity to help. The Hodag Dome is offering a winter walking challenge. From January 2nd through February 28th, people can participate in the challenge by setting a goal to walk 25, 50, or 100 miles. Participants can walk in the Hodag Dome, outside, or anywhere they'd like. They just need to track progress in a book at the Dome's front desk. All participants will get a prize at the end of February, whether or not the goal was met. To enter the challenge, sign up at the Hodag Dome front desk anytime in the first few weeks of January. Pay a $10 participation fee and choose from a Hodag Dome t-shirt or pint glass. Pay a $20 fee for a Hodag Dome sweatshirt. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Those who enjoy fishing for trout can start up again Saturday, but they'll have to throw it back. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says you can use only artificial lures on designated early season trout streams. The early season runs January 4th through May 2nd. Any trout caught during that time must be immediately released. You can't keep trout until the general hook and line season opens in May. Those fishing for trout also need to have a valid fishing license and an inland trout stamp. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office, economists are weighing in on how his promised policies might shape what's ahead in 2025. Crystal Blair has more.
The economy topped the 2024 election, with gas and food prices a priority for many voters. Now economists point to tariffs, the stock market, electric vehicles, agriculture, and education as key issues for the new year. Jason Miller, a supply chain expert at Michigan State University, predicts the tariffs Trump has promised will take center stage in 2025. However, he also points to signs of a positive tailwind.
Retailers have entered the holidays with inventory sort of in line with demand conditions. November's sales for motor vehicles were phenomenally strong. For light trucks and SUVs, it was on a seasonally adjusted basis, the third highest month of all time.
Miller predicts importers will stockpile Chinese goods to avoid tariffs, but past tariffs failed to create jobs and instead drove up cost, raising prices for consumers. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.